on a journey. From the beach to the dance floor, Chicane presents Sunsets.
Hello people, I hope you're happy and healthy and feeling good and well. Welcome back to my studio at home by the sea for the 529th episode of Sunsets. Now, I'm looking outside the window, there's some blue sky. It's been bright and warm. Sprig has sprug, as we say here, or maybe that's just me in the UK. And we're actually starting to, you know, finally feel like the seasons are changing. So it won't be quite as difficult to imagine that we're on the beach at first, somewhere hot and sunny for the next day. What I've been doing, new music, working on new merch, finished stuff to do with the Royal Festival Hall show. Keep your ears peeled and eyes peeled. Can you peel your ears? I don't know. We will be releasing a few more tickets for that show. And as I explained a couple of weeks ago, when we put the show in, we have to allocate room for the front of house desks and the lighting desks and all that sort of thing. And we've got some extra tickets left over, so I'll let you know all about that as soon as I know. Coming up, though, we've got music from a very diverse selection of stuff this week. There was some new stuff, but, you know, it's kind of half and half. We've got some stuff from Vampire Weekend, Dennis Shepherd, Shay Young, Jakarta, and a soundtrack from a 2003 film, and a couple of bits from myself. First up, though, Norwegian composer Ola Gilio, I think that's how I pronounce it, a piece of music called The Spheres, performed by the British Choir, performed by the British Choir Tenebrae and the Chamber Orchestra of London. Check it out.
Thank you. This is Sunsets. 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 Sunsets.
But even with our own When you turn away from me, it's not right. I think you're a control. I think you're a control.
That was the wonderfully mad Vampire Weekend with I Think You Are a Contra. I have no idea what that means. I think every time I play that, I don't know what that means. Came out in 2010. There's some lovely melody in there, though. Before that was Sunset's favourite, Way Back. A very elusive piece of music, which we've never really been able to find much about it. Karma Sutra and Sugar Steps. Really, really like that. Or maybe it's Sugar Steps by Karma Sutra. Not sure. Don't know, really. either way round, we love it. And it's been a while. Time now, people, for the soundtrack selection. A couple of minutes where I get to sit back and let one of you lot choose the music. Ideally, from a film, TV show, computer game, or advert, or whatever, really. And we're always looking for new people to get involved in this part of the show. So when inspiration strikes, call the voicemail line. Stick it in your phone. Leave me a message. The number to call is +44 800 7765 112. That is what Matt in Derby here in the UK did this week. Although I'm afraid your message did get cut off halfway through, Matt. And I've done a bit of a dodgy edit to make it sound, make sense. So we're not 100% sure which track you picked from the film you mentioned. So we've had a bit of a guess, but I think you'll approve.
Hi, Nick. It's Matt from Derby in the UK here. The track I'd love to hear on the show is from the 2023 film Tetris, which is based on the true events around the race to patent the classic game of the same name in the 1980s.
Thank you.
This is Chicane. Find out more and join the Sunset Nation at chicanemusic.com/sunsets.
Brand new that should be released today. Dennis Shepherd and Justin with a Sugarcoat, and Shay Young with Water Breathing, back from 2022. Before those two, this week's soundtrack selection was a short piece of music by Scottish musician Lorne Balfe, a veteran of the Hans Zimmer remote control productions team. The track came from a 2023 film, Tetris, on Apple TV, and was a classical style reworking of the 19th century folk song Corollabalinsky. Of course, We all know that. I grew up singing Cora Bielski or whatever it's called. Anyway, apparently it was made famous in the West as the theme, the Tetris game on Game Boy. Now, I didn't play any of that, so I am well in the dark here, guys. Thank you very much to Matt and Darby for putting us onto that one. Always nice to have something a bit different that we've never heard before. Perhaps if you're from that part of the world, interesting film industry away from the Hollywood stuff, we'd like to hear from you. Likewise, if this something you've heard on a TV show or on a Netflix kind of thing, give us a call. The number to call is +44 800 7765 112 when inspiration strikes. Now, back to one of mine. This, of course, is the wonderful 1985.
Thank you.
But I think that last one comes from France. Another new one from Florian Gasparini and Alex Kustanat. It's called Nytheria. Okay, guys, in terms of music news this week, not a lot going on, but it was, of course, the Brits here in the UK. An awards ceremony, as you probably all well know, I am not a huge fan of. And there were certainly some strange choices, like the winner of this year's Dance Act being awarded to pop act Charlie XCX, who also won Song of the Year, Album of the Year, and Songwriter of the Year, Person of the Year, Free Diver of the Year, Best Hat Competition winning year. I don't know, really. I did a bit of a tweet about this last week, and a lot of you got involved. Mainly my gripe about this is that, you know, she was up against the likes of Chasen Status and Fred Again. I'm going to just put it to you like this. So Beyoncé makes a country and western album-ish. That doesn't mean Beyoncé is Dolly Parton, okay? And the same is true of Charlie XCX doing a dance-infused album. That does not make her Nick Chicane. I spent, just like Annie Durant, just like Paul Oakenfold, Danny Ramblin, all of us, years and years in hot, sweaty clubs, understanding how this business works, paying our dues, just dipping your toe in the water and kind of, you know, doesn't make you a DJ, doesn't make you a dance producer. And really, it shouldn't really make you even a nominee for the best dance act out there. So I think this is kind of another level of the Brits, really. You know, I'm not sure exactly how it works now. Back in the day, the major record companies, be it Warner's, Universal, BMG, they'd all get together. And they all divvy up the awards. Someone would decide, well, this act isn't doing too well. Well, we want to give them an award. The classic being when Belle and Sebastian got given a gong, and everyone looked around at each other, going, "Who the f- is Belle and Sebastian?" Well, you know, this is big industry stuff, guys. I'm not signed to a major record company, as you all know, and it's very interesting to watch all the shenanigans and manipulation behind this sort of thing. And I just wanted to shine a light on it and go, this is by no means a Charlie XCX bashing session. It's just, it's misguided. And do you know what? There's some great people out there this year who've been knocking it out of the park, or last year, in the dance arena. Anyone from Ben Hemsley to John Summit, there's loads of people out there that were really eligible for that gong. So a bit f***ed off about that, but I'll put my happy hat on now. That's enough about that. Look, I've got a Looking Back classic to play in a few minutes, as well as another one of mine. But next up is something brand new from Molly. And she's a producer and DJ from the US who's teamed up with Bridges with an EP released as part of International Women's Day on the Colorize label. This is called Daylight.
Fractured light, open eyes, a new unknown. Blinding power, pulling me, a rushing flood, it's everything. Oh, I hold on a little bit longer. Won't you hold? Thank you.
Thank you.
British producer and DJ Dave Lee, better known as Joey Negro, and also Raven Mays. That was this week's Looking Back Classic. It was Jakarta, of course, with My Vision, which features the one and only Seal on vocals. That was a top 10 single here, 2002. We also heard Black 8 with Snowfall, which I think is brand new because there's not really any information about that. But pretty much that's all we've got time for this week, people. Thank you very much for joining us for another Sunsets. Keep in touch with me at Chicane Music on Facebook and Nick Chicane on X, Instagram and TikTok. And listen again through the Mixcloud or your favourite podcast app. You can also get a full track listing from any of those places. And if there's any particular track I played on the show, you want to get hold of it. Also, please give me a voice... Please give the voicemail line a call any time, day or night. With your ideas for a soundtrack selection. The number to call once more is +44 800 775 112. I'm going to leave you with an oldie of mine. This is the Walsh and Macaulay mix of Windbreaks. I shall see you next week. Take care, people.
Chicane Presents Sunsets. Keep in touch and get a full track listing for this week's show at facebook.com/Chicane Music.
Sunsets is a Distorted production.
This is distorted.com.